This is The Takeaway with Tanzina Vega from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
These days, it feels like we're more polarized than ever. And as we head into July 4th, our big question today was this. Are you feeling patriotic this year?
This is Emily from Mount Holly, New Jersey. I'm not feeling especially patriotic this year. I'm not really sure what our country has to be proud of. Our country is getting closer to corruption, collapse, and or revolution.
Hello, my name is Babette Horn from Wedgefield, South Carolina. My blood runs red, white, and blue. It is an unfair, biased opinion that to be pro-America, you must deny what principles we were founded on. A nation that disrespects its history will devalue its future.
Hey, this is David from New York City. The only kind of patriotism that I think is worth a damn is gratitude for the good things that your country provides for you.
Saddest 4th of July ever. Americans have lost their way. We are not free.
Lately, I think patriotism is marked by vigilance to the authoritarian in the Oval Office. I am currently hyper-vigilant, so by my definition, I'm super patriotic. Have a happy 4th, everybody.
Hi, this is Kim from Tampa, Florida. Now, more than ever, the words of Oscar Wilde ring true. Patriotism is the virtue of the vicious.
My name is Tony from Traverse City, Michigan. I have no idea what patriotism is anymore. It's hard to feel patriotic when you've lost faith in all three branches of your government, in addition to knowing all the horrible things we've done throughout history. Just not feeling it this year.
Hi, this is Jane calling from San Francisco. I feel urgently patriotic right now. There's nothing like the prospect of losing my rights that makes me appreciate what I have and want to fight for it.
This is BJ Anderson from Scio, Oregon. You ask if I feel patriotic this year, and my response is hell no. My grandfather fought in the Great War. My father fought in World War II, and it was not for the America I see today. I am absolutely embarrassed to identify as an American at this point.
Hi, my name is Marianne Campbell. I'm from Santa Rosa, California. I served in our United States Navy for 5.5 years, and I just love my country, warts and all. And I don't judge my country based on who sits in the White House, but rather on the people that are all around me. And I look around, and I see a wonderful country full of giving, generous, hardworking people of all kinds. So do I feel patriotic? Yes, I do.
The truth is, we've been having some really tough conversations in this country, conversations about democracy, race, and equality, and what it means to be American. And we'll be exploring this notion of American identity on the show tomorrow. But for my next guest, it was the sacrifice of military service that really got him thinking about the meaning of patriotism. Matt Young is a Marine Corps veteran who served 3 tours in Iraq between 2006 and 2009, and he's also the author of a memoir called Eat the Apple, and he joins me now. Welcome, Matt.
Hi, Tanzina. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about your background, because a lot of who you are really influenced your decision to join the Marines.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fairly impulsive decision, I think. I was kind of lost as a kid. I was growing up in the Midwest. I had gotten into, you know, just things high school kids do. I was drinking and crashed my car into a fire hydrant after drinking one night and ended up walking into a recruiter's office the next day because I felt like, you know, I was doing something wrong with my life, and ended up signing up for the Marine Corps because the Marines were the only office open.
So were you thinking at the time about patriotism and what it meant to be an American when you signed up, or it just sounds like you figured, let me just do this and see where it goes?
Yeah, I think I was thinking, let me just do this and see where it goes. And once I got there, I think I felt so lost that I bought into those things really heavily. And I think my journey afterwards has kind of been kind of this discovery of, you know, what patriotism really is and how it's been so empty and been perceived as so empty over the last, you know, 17 years that we've been at war as a country.
And why do you say it's been perceived as something that's empty?
Well, a lot of the time we get, you know, around Memorial Day or Veterans Day or Independence Day or whatever, there's like this rise in militarism and flag waving and yellow ribbon kind of slapping the sticker on it and all those kind of things. And that legitimately, I think, feels pretty empty for the most part, because it feels like people are kind of rolling out the carpets on those particular days and they don't really want to engage with the hard truths that exist in the culture we've created around the military, and especially being at war for 17 years and what that means. And people really just want to mostly feel not complicit in sending the military to war. And so they do the thing where they thank you for this, your service, they call you a hero, and they put a yellow ribbon on the back of their car and say that they support the troops. And I think that, you know, while a lot of people, I think, definitely feel genuine about that and they legitimately want to thank you for what you're doing, I think that it's inherently a really selfish act to thank somebody for their service. And I think that it's really interesting and telling that, you know, we look to veterans and service members for their takes on patriotism too. We're all still trying to figure it out ourselves, and a lot of us have really complicated relationships with it.
To the idea of patriotism.
Yeah, absolutely.
The word patriot, particularly in the last year or so since we've had our current administration in office, has taken on a bit of a political tone. Would you agree? And if so, how do you see that impacting the meaning of the word patriotism?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a political term. I think that, you know, mostly what's happened is that people have kind of conflated nationalism and militarism with patriotism. We've been kind of put in this place where the administration has made us feel like being questioning of motives is an unpatriotic act, when I feel like it's probably one of the most patriotic acts that you can possibly exercise, you know, as a citizen, is dissent and questioning your government. And I think, you know, those are kind of the ideals that America is about. We're about questioning, and we're about anti-fascism and anti-imperialism. You know, the optimistic part of me wants to believe that where we've been for the last 2 years has mobilized people, and it's changed the political landscape in ways that people will be writing about in history books for years to come. I do think that providing a megaphone for the voices that are out there right now that are claiming that you can't be a proud American and love America and also not love immigrants, I think giving a megaphone to those voices is problematic. And that's really what's happened, right? Is we've amplified those voices. And that's what being a patriot is all about. It's about, you know, enforcing those ideals, allowing people to come to a country that supports freedom of speech and supports those inalienable rights that we have as people and citizens of this country. And we get to allow those things to happen and people to have those rights. That's what being an American is about, not taking those rights away from people or preventing people from getting those rights, or thinking that because some strange lottery happened and you had the good fortune of being born in the United States, that makes you better than somebody else. I think that those are the things that we have to remember. And those are kind of like the spaces of optimism that I have right now.
Matt Young is a Marine Corps veteran who served 3 tours in Iraq and author of the memoir, Eat the Apple. Matt, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tanzia.
This is Lou Stern from Falmouth, Massachusetts. Patriotism is to be fiercely loyal to our Constitution and democracy. I've realized that I need and want to be more patriotic to protect everything I value and hold dear. I feel patriotic in my thoughts, feelings, words, and actions that defend our Constitution and country from the threat of destruction by our unpatriotic leaders and the people who follow and defend them.
Hey, my name is Janine, and I'm calling from New York City. And I think patriotism is loving your country, but with inclusiveness. It's fighting for fairness and equality for all, even if there's a price you must pay for it, as in, say, higher taxes.
Hi, this is Lynn from Tampa, Florida. I will be celebrating the 4th of July. My son has been deployed to Syria. The rhetoric on everything from Trump has been tough on military families. My boy comes home this week, and he is a true patriot. I celebrate his homecoming and reunification with his wife and a 15-month-old daughter who doesn't really know him.
What does patriotism mean to you? You can tweet me at Tanzina Vega. You can tweet us at The Takeaway, or you can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.